The chairs that lined the makeshift catwalk in Madison's Overture Center Saturday night were not entirely filled, but of the roughly 200 people who did come out for the final shows, a few came extra early.
I love fashion, and when I heard about Fashion Week, it was like, whoa, something here in Madison we can do, so it really interested me, and I'm so excited to see the runway show.
How old are you guys?
14. I'm 13.
In some ways, Saturday's event was like a downscaled version of New York Fashion Week. There was a DJ, swag bags, models wearing designer labels. But Wisconsin Fashion Week was clearly doing something different. For one thing, many of the runway collections were not only very affordable, but were made for women of various shapes and sizes. Carlene Eberle designed the collection Sable and Sky. She says versatility and accessibility were among her top priorities.
I think in Madison, we really view clothes in a very utilitarian kind of way. Like, we want to look good while we have to walk through the snow and deal with the wind across the isthmus. So we don't want to pay a lot of money for something that's not going to be functional. It's very practical and pragmatic, and we all have that mindset. So we're definitely keeping, I guess, the Madison market in mind, keeping things under $50 here.
Sable and Sky was one of several lines showcased at Wisconsin Fashion Week that targeted the eco-friendly lifestyles of local consumers. Maverick Clothing showed a line of completely repurposed fabrics. The Gypsy Couture line used vintage lingerie. A new line called Internal Construction was designed specifically for women who commute to work on their bicycles. Event producer Christy Moe, who launched Wisconsin Fashion Week last year as a kind of marketing experiment, says she never wanted to compete with some kind of faraway industry standard. Her event will help local businesses, she says, only by capitalizing on a more egalitarian definition of fashion.
Part of our main mission this year is to really make that more of an understanding locally, that fashion should be more accessible and that it is for the average Jane. And we can enjoy expressing ourselves through fashion, and it's really what you make it. It doesn't have to be what's on the runways this year.
Going forward, the biggest issue facing Wisconsin Fashion Week may be its financial survival. Christy Moe admits that raising sponsor dollars this year was a challenge, and she ultimately lowered ticket prices. But her event will continue to be important, she believes, because it encourages people to spend money on retail clothes, and that can help get the economy moving. Jen Van Wart, owner of Twigs Boutique in Madison, says she's not as worried about the economic downturn as she was a few months ago, but she'll be hoping for a bounce from Wisconsin Fashion Week just the same.
I'd love to pull people out of the malls more and get them away from the J. Crews, even though our First Lady's really fond of it, and get down into those little boutiques, you know, that are, you know, kind of scattered all around town. Check them out, support your local business, and give them a chance to show you what they can do.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Erin Kloon.